Okay, Teda Erdi Yisi Ayin Dalit. Let's go. Okay. About 15 lines in the bottom of the page. Ayin Dalit. Okay, Daltreb asked the question, the last thing Daltreb was discussing, if Matan Teda accomplished to the level of Ratz of Hashoev in Gashmistika world, so why didn't Avram Avinu get the Teda earlier? So he starts explaining, in order to get the Torah, which is revealing in Gashmias this whole greatness of Elokus, you need to refine the Gashmias. So therefore they needed to go through the Kor HaBarzel and Mitzrayim, which was refining the Gashmiasdika things. And then after they refine the Gashmiasdika things, then they were able to receive the Torah to be able to elevate the all the Gashmistic Berunim from the highest level, like you said before, from the level of Tehum. And the last thing he says, that's why there was Shefer by Matan Teda. One of the questions that Rebbe asked, why was there Shefer by Matan Teda? It's not a musical instrument, there are better ones. Like, what's the holy name? So that Rebbe said, because Shefer Shapru Masechem, but it's Min HaMeitzer Dafke. It's Min HaMeitzer. Minameitza Dafka through the narrow becomes Anani by Merkav Yudke. And he says the Meitzar is Chochma and the broad part is Bina. And he says, with that a cloud, generally speaking, that's the level of Tefillah Balachash. That's the level of bringing down this level is the level of Shmon Esrei Balachash, quietly. What's the meaning of Shmon Esrei Balachash? Ki Krishma Bechisel, because Krishma and the brachas of Krishma. Yet in the shorts of Eifanim of all the Malachim, yeah, is Berash Godol with a great commotion. Beres Kamara Lepidim, which is a level of fire. Over there, it's a big commotion. Shmon Esrei at the Amida is quiet. Balzen Amar Tachas Rakia Kanfeim Yisharis. Therefore, the pasuk says, under the heaven, is the wings are straight. She Kanfeim Nikrafi Fasim Beratu B'Sheif. Because what's the level of the Knofim. When you see pictures of angels with wings, yeah? Because the Pasuk says, Shnei Shkafayim Lecha, the Malachim have wings. But it doesn't Chas V'Sholem mean that they have wings. It's ridiculous. What does it mean they have wings? Wings make you fly. So the Malachim, through their Avodah, fly to a higher level of Elokus in a way of Ratzo Mimata Lamaila, of the longing, like you said before, to the level of Eish and Avram Avinu's Ratzav Hashav. But Ish Be'e Shalevitz Abedev, Chol Zeh Tachas Sarakia. That's all the Pasuk says, under the heaven, meaning Harakia Noti Areshim. The Rakia spreads over their head, like Kena Kerech HaNeiro, like the big freezer. B'chinas Kerech is the level of Bittul. Avo Kasher Vayikul Mi'al Rakia Asher Al Areshim. But when the Pasuk continues and says that the sound of the shofar was on top of the rakia, that's the kol shofar shlemaila maila, even the level of rakia. V'ibamdim b'tefillah, that's the level of tefillah. Meaning, there's the lower level of the malachim before Shmon Esrei, yelling and screaming, berash godol, that's the milmata lemaila, and then you have the level of shayv, which is peaceful and returning, is the level of mayim, like you said before, or the level of the amid of Shmon Esrei. Because that's Fila Balachash. That's the level of Shev. Was that?
I thought Vidu was Shev.
No, you said before Shmon Esrei Shev.
What's this meaning of Kerach? Kerach HaNeiro, Kerach
HaNeiro. Kerach is a level of Bit, I don't know. Was there a panic confirm Shabbat of Nechel Gam Bechinas Ratzim? Gam Bechinas HaShov. So therefore you have the Ratzim. Remember that Rebbe was explaining, what's this level of Eis HaShalom B'mreimov? He says there's Eish Lamaila and there's Mayim Lamaila, right? And he says they wish to make peace between the two. So he asks the question, how could it be Eish Mayim Lamaila? There's no fire and there's no water, right? So that Rebbe explained in the Maimer, Eish is the level of the Ratzu, the longing. Shuv is the level of the returning, which is, and he explained, Mayim and Eish. Eish is the longing, the fiery, that you want to get out and go up to a higher level. Like Nadar Navi had a one-way Ratzu without the Shuv. And then you have the level of Shuv, which is Mayim, coming from a high place to a low place. And these two levels of Aveda, which seemingly are contradictory, is Eish and Shalom B'mreim. Over there, the Eish and Mayim are both one thing. Why? Because the Eish, the Rotz is because this is what Hashem wants, and the Shuv is what Hashem wants. So therefore, they work together.
Is it higher than Rotz and Shuv? Because before it said you have to go to higher.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. So therefore, there's no Rotz, there's no Shuv. Why? There should be Gili Havaya, Gamitz Rachva Salev, and then you can have the level of Yasir Shalom Li, Shalom Yasir Li, Shalom B'Pamaya Shemaya B'Pamaya Shemata, that not only is there peace in heaven, but there's a peace between heaven and earth. What did Matan Torah accomplish? Matan Torah accomplished peace between heaven and earth. Because it says in the Medrash, at Matan Torah, there's a big commotion in the world, yeah? Like he's saying, there's a big rots over there. So the Goyim came to Bilam, who's their prophet, and they said, what's going on? They got scared. They thought it was a nuclear war. I don't know what they thought it was. So Bilam said to them, calm down. Hashem is lama yitain. Hashem is giving strength, his Taita, that's called Eiz. Hashem yivarech esalmi bashalim. So what does Bashalim mean? Thank you. What does Bashalim mean? Beis Shalom, there's Shalom, Lamaila Shalom, Lamata Shalom, between Maila and Mata. What did Matan Torah do? Before Matan Torah, there was Exeda, higher and lower. So that means they were different. There was no peace between the two. Matan Torah made the peace between heaven and earth. So he's saying, Al Rebbe is explaining, Matan Torah made peace by Pamay Shemayim between Eish and Shalom B'mreimov, between Eish and Mayim, Michal and Gavriel, Rots and Shuv, and then therefore it becomes down here also, because we're Mamshik Alokus down here. That world becomes one with Alokus.
Is it correct that Bet Shalom, Shafti B'Shalom, Bet
Shalom? That's what Dalt Rebbe explains in Torah, in Vayetz, in Uva Shafti B'Shalom. Okay. V'zeo kolom rei mesakev, this page. V'zeo kolom rei mesakev, s'slapid v'skola shefor. That's why the nation saw a whole bunch of things. There were koilis, the voices, the sounds. There was a lapidim, and they heard the shefer. He says, "Kailis him amshachas kmel kol gashmi shuin amshachas sahevul me'alev lahitzi b'peh b'dibur." What's kail? He said, "It all originates. All talking originates in the heart. Right? The ear comes out from the heart, and then you just form the letters." Kachal derech moshul amshachas sirin sabaruch me'helim alagiloi. When you're talking about revealing alokus from the concealed level to the revealed level, that's called kail. Because we learned, what's talking? Talking is a revelation. The keiles lashon rabim. So why the chayyim said that it should be reinus a keil? What's keiles plural? That's k'mayim and azal zeich l'teirish shenitnam b'chamisha keiles. It's interesting. The Gemara says, "Comes to meir chosin v'kala. Whoever makes a chosin kala happy is as if they got the teira zeich l'teira, which was given with chamisha keiles." Which are hey, okay. So it says you have, because in the last bracha, Shavu brachas, you have kol chasin v'kol simcha, kol chasin v'kol kala, kol mitzalis chasin michupatsim. There's five kailas. So the Gemara says these five kailas, you mesameh chasin v'kala, you get yezecha to teira, that gets chamisha kailas. And he said that's the chamisha kailas hey pamim mayim, k'mei sheyesh hey pamim erd. Just like there's a five times erd, the beginning of chumash is five times mayim. And what's mayim? Himamshoch zachsodim. Again, what's koil? A giloi momaila lamata. From helim, from concealed, to revealed. What's chesed? Coming down from a higher level to a lower level. Shiyodim limakim gamayla makim namach. Hainu gili amshoch zerin sal baruchu b'maisa mitzvahs. The revelation of Elokur is coming down in maisa mitzvahs. And then the yisod lapidim, that's the level of Eish. What's
the five pamim ma'im?
It says five times in the creation. On Monday.
Five times water?
The word ma'im, it says. That's what it says, no?
Okay, what does it mean?
He's saying because it's the five koilas correspond with the five different levels of giluyim, of revelation. That's what ma'im. Makim gevel, makim namuch. Yeah. And then he says, then the lapidim, That's the Eish Be'eres Kamar El Pidim Rotsu V'chukum O'mata L'mayla. So he said, what did the nations see? What happened in Matan Torah, the Alter Rebbe explained, is the level of Rotsu V'shuv. Avraham Avinu had it on his own. We need Matan Torah to create the Rotsu V'shuv. Right? What's the Rotsu V'shuv? So he said, that's why they saw the Kailis, which is Shuv. Then they saw the Lapidim, which is the Rotsu. V'chol Ha'amro. But the pasuk says, everybody saw it. Everybody reached the level of Rotsu V'shuv. If you see, go ayin ba'ayin. Reyin is a nishma. They even saw the level of nishma, which means you tap into the neshama, like you said before, going to a higher level, you tap into the neshama to a level that li and shmi is the same thing.
No, no ratzav v'shuv there. It's higher than
that. Yeah, but that's what makes the ratzav v'shuv connected. V'akol ayim ne'akol shefer. Shakol shefer min ha-meitzer. Which is makar atainug, like he explained before. We met on nimshich mayim v'orei shem hofchem. So this answers the Alter Rebbe's question at the beginning of the mayim: why in the world did they need the shofar? He says the shofar was the level that's mechaber the rots and the shef together. So because matan teira, the whole thing of matan teira is the gila of rots of a shef. So therefore, that's why they needed the shofar. It wasn't for musical instruments. And then it says they saw the Sahar Ocean. The mountain was burning. Why did that have to happen? The Ocean, what's smoke? Where does smoke come from? Okay, when there's the fire is grabbing onto something physical and is burning it. Shiyashba you say the afar. There has the element of fire. It's interesting. Chassidus explains what's scientific. When you light something, you have all the revealing of all four basic elements: fire, air, earth, and water. Okay, the fire is the fire. The smoke is the ruach. Okay, and the mayim, there's a little moistness when you see there's a fire burning. You can see there's a little water, and then the ashes at the end is a level of the offer. So when you burn something, so that's what they saw. The kach al darach moshul his havchis nefesh habamis. So therefore, when you burn the Nefesh HaBamis, you get rid of the Nefesh HaBamis, and you burn it and it becomes part of Kedusha, that's called Oshan. Why? Because it goes up, and that's what you transformed the Nefesh HaBamis into Kedusha. In the nature of smoke, is it goes up when it comes close to the fire. It holds on to the gashmi stick of thing that you're burning. To this that the mountain was burning. Meaning, which has the rots and shuv of sitra kedusha. He says that's the concept of Oshan. Oshan is also rots of a shuv. The fire is going up, but it's holding on to the gashmistika thing. It's both things. Vayar asam vayanu. And the nation.
The same?
Huh?
Korbanot?
Same thing.
The ashan there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's why one of the miracles was that the wind didn't blow the fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, the smoke. So he said, then it said, Vayar asam vayanu. The nation saw it, and they trembled. Yeah? The Medrash says that will be first to the Yidden. I will say for the Kro, Vayar Son Vayanu, Vayamdu Merochik. Yeah? He said that's the Eid of Rav. Rav they didn't see the Kailis, only Vayamdu Merochik. Okay, the passage says two things. Page is this. Ayin, Dalad. One second. Should know my alibi is better. Ayin, Dalad. Ayin, Dalad. No, one second. Ayin, Dalad. Dalid He brings down a Kutuzayim by Midbar, says. Erev Rav. Okay. Anyway, it's interesting, Bechlal, there's an interesting Kliyok at the beginning of B'Shalach. We looked at it many times. It says, Avdevayi B'Shalach Paris Ha'om, Lenochem Lekim Es Ha'om, right? All the time it says Ha'om. And then it says, Chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. All of a sudden it changes from Ha'om to B'nei Yisrael. So Kliyoka explains, which is basically what he's saying here also, that when it says Ha'am, it doesn't mean the Yidden. It means the Erev Rav. Pari sent out the Am, the Erev Rav, the Chamushim. This is what he said, the Chamushim. Once they got the level of Teira Chumash, then they became Olu B'nei Yisrael, then they became B'nei Yisrael. Here the Alter Rebbe is explaining that in the same Inyan, v'chol ha'am reim es ha'keilis, they were able to see the keilis, that refers to the Yidden. The level that said v'yamdu merochik, they stood far away, that's the Erev Rav. That's, what? What? He says to explain this what this means. He says in Kaili the same Amshach as Meir Tzal Baruch. Kaili said before. Is a revelation of something concealed that now becomes revealed. I know Masha Erdin Tzal Baruch Hu Sheinim is Gala, but Masha Bottle Leilav Yisbarich it reveals in something which is bottled to him. Therefore, when the fire consumes it, the object becomes bottled to the fire. Right. So he says, what's the level of Kailis? Kail is the level of revelation of Alukus from higher to lower. What's the bittul of the neshama, of the nefesh habamis even for that matter, is the level that they understand the lukus, the davening, they meditate into the level of a lukus, and they understand the greatness of a lukus, so they bottle to it. And because the nefesh is limited, and baal gvul when it comes into the body, So very simple. You ever notice when you burn something that's wet, it crackles. It makes a lot of noise.
Boilers are the same.
Huh?
In the boilers are the same way.
Okay, whatever you say. Now, why? Because when you burn something that's contrary to it, it accomplishes more, so to speak. You take a nefesh habamis, even the neshama yid in the body is now limited, it's mukbal like we learned, and now you're understanding alukus. So what happens from it? He says that bittul causes the level of bligvul alukus to come, which is unlimited, to come into the person. But erev rav lohoye b'hem kerech v'espauzim is b'hem dusin sabaruch abasmi kaviyochol. But the Erev Rav didn't have it. Why? Because they can understand the lukus, but if you don't feel it, you don't got it. A goy, by the way, is able to learn chassidus. A goy is able to learn about godliness, but the problem is they can never feel it. It's all cold intellect.
Subject.
Because a yid can feel, because we have a neshama, so we can feel it. So the yidin were able to feel this level, so therefore they got the lukus in them in a primistic way that they felt it. They become one with it. The Erev Rav were not that level. They were the Mitzriim. All they did was make trouble for the, in the Midbar. What's the main, going crazy that they get affected by? They get impressed from the physical sun and the planets, and that's what they get affected by. But not from the lukus that's in it. By a yid, this bain is supposed to cause that the elukus in it affects the person. That they don't have. So therefore it says, Erev Rav. What did the Erev Rav say? Where's this elukim ashiyachol ufaneinu? They need to see him. What happened over there? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down right away from Har Sinai. They said, where's Elohim? Where is he? We don't see him. If they don't see him in a tangible way, he doesn't exist. Sometimes, by the way, as we know, that the Rabbeim didn't do miracles. Bechal, they didn't like doing miracles. They like teva to be teva, you know. But when they needed to do miracles to influence people, they did miracles. It's like Avraham Avinu. Remember we learned in the other Maimon. He didn't look for Mesidus Nefesh to Hebrew Kiva. He needed Mesidus Nefesh. He had a mission. His mission was to bring Elukus into the world. He needed miracles. He got miracles. He didn't do miracles. He wasn't looking for it. The Rabbeim's inyan was to bring people closer to Elukus. So normally, like it says in, it's brought down by the Alter, in Yiddish, it's brought down by the Alter, it's a gewalget nisim unter den Tisch und keiner sich nicht eingebringen sei auf ihm. But Al Treb was rolling miracles under the table, and nobody bothered to bend down to pick him up.
Why not?
Because miracles didn't mean anything. Like Al Treb told somebody, to do a miracle, you have to be one tefach. To do a miracle, you got to be one tefach higher than the world. Chabad, chochma bina, alefcha chochma, alefcha bina, to 1,000 amis chochma, 1,000 amis bina. What a tefach. Well, it's a baby stuff, a tefach. To be a little bit higher than the world, you do miracles. The Alter Rebbe told one of his Kathim, Reb Shlomo Kalina, they told him, he said, you see this chosin of mine, he has Gil Elio.
Yeah.
And the Alter Rebbe said, the mine Binyamin Klesker, his chosin Binyamin Klesker, in Avacha de Kesim Sholem, in a week they Sim Sholem, has Gili Atzmus HaNefesh, has the essence of the Nefesh revealed, and Olach Sechop, and he's laughing at the other guy's Gil Elio. Gili Elio is a level of Elukus. Yeah? So he says, so sometimes the Rebbe had to do miracles. Why? Because we're also like the Erev Rav. We don't get impressed with the... You see a miracle, you get impressed. You want to see Elukus, we don't get it from Seichel, understanding Elukus. We see the physical thing, we get it. So the Rebbe has to do miracles sometimes. Because it's so low that he has to impress us with something. I'll do a miracle... just to be sure, oh wow, you know, there's a God in the world. Huh? No, Gil Elio is a Gil of the Neshama. What do you think? You bumped Elio Nava, hi, how are you?
Gil Elio was in the first minion this morning.
In fact, there's a Maimish Tatras of the Mittel Rebbe about when you go to an oil, you know, the Rebbe speaks, there's five levels of connection there. The highest level is Dabkes Rucha Berucha. The Mittel Rebbe brings down. There's a connection of Rucha Berucha is the Yechida of the living person to the Yechida of the Tzaddik that passed away, which is much, 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 much greater than Gil Elio. When you say this guy had Gil Elio, it doesn't mean Elio Navi Bivya. Elio Navi is a level in Kedusha.
Why do they call it Elio?
Because it's the level of Elio Navi. Which is Ban, which is Behema, which is... It's not... The level is higher than Gil Elio.
So it's nothing to do with Shara Elio Novi.
Gil Elio, no. You can see bump into Elio Novi, but Gil Elio Novi is not... first of all, Elio Novi in a person is limited compared to Elio Novi out of a person. So Elio Novi in a person, like we learned in Mugbal, that's why he couldn't come to the Idra... Whatever. You come, Gil Elio, it's a spiritual level.
All over the place.
Yeah, but then when you have Gil Elio, it doesn't mean you're Elio Novi, I owe you. It's pretty... Now we can understand what the Gemara says. Yemol, it needs to nushus la'ayin. If the eyes would be given... eyes to see, Afo became the Mazikin. It says, in Asim Klum, the Mazikim don't just. Does Mazikim. Okay, now they banned them, right? the bottom of Baal Shem Tov finally banned them from earth. But in the time of Torah, the Gemara, there were shadim all over the place. And they were able to do damage, technically. Why didn't they? May made a Shemayim, because they feared Elokus. They pushed fear to Hashem. They want to make trouble.
Dohini and Monica. Shady.
I don't know. I never saw them there.
He banned them. They don't exist anymore, Kalam.
In world.
In world. So they're...
Well, they're in the Teva. We learned they're in the Teva.
Why did he ban them?
Why? Because they're making problems.
Nephilim are shadim?
Huh?
Nephilim?
No. They're malachim. They came down. מאַך שיש דעם שמעים קוקח שלו יוך לאביר אספי השם he says I'll be begin a zug del michel adam shu bal begira vim kim lam in the mazikin he says if mazikin have the level of fear of Hashem and in fact it's even greater than a person because we have free choice and they don't yeah so he says why are they called mazikin dangerous there are great levels of malachim ach inyan shazel klau gadol. This is the great rule. She'ikir hafish bein sitra de kedusha. Vein klipa sitra achram. What's the difference between kedusha and klipa? Shemalochem v'neshama sitra kedusha. The level of kedusha. Yesh lam bitul me'am shachat zayin tal baruch ba'atmech v'edik aviyachu. Right? Why do you get bitul? Because you feel elukos. You don't feel elukos, you're not bottle. So because they feel elukos, they're bottle. Lochem bitul malochem godl adma eid. If they have such level of bittul that they're full of fear and awe, Asher Luyuchos says they can't handle it. Because they feel that level of elokus. So therefore they're bottle and therefore they go crazy. But klip, on the other hand, they come from a level of pirut. They're not bottle to Hashem. They're the level of yesh. They're not completely bottled Hashem. That Alukus is there, but it's not revealed in them at all because they're not bottled. You're not bottled. The Alter Rebbe says, what's Tanya? The Alter Rebbe says, what's Kedusha? A place that's a bottled Hashem. If you're not bottled Hashem, you're not Kedusha. Sharei Teif, the Mokrim, they exist. That meaning they're not bottled. Kodala, Kodala, Kaya. Well, then, so what's the difference between Kedusha and Klipa? Very simple. Kedusha is bottle and Klipa isn't. And therefore they get the name of Melucha Melech Basar Adam. That's called the Melech because they anointed him. What do we say? Malchuscha? Malchus kolam memshalticha b'chol dor v'dor. What's the difference? Memshala is dictatorship. Malchus, like we think, malchus v'ratzin kiblo aleihem. King, you have to coronate, right? Dictators, you don't coronate. They
coronate themselves.
Huh?
They coronate.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. When we go.
You got it.